dance. I come out at night. Hunters and collectors never see the light. Hunters and collectors, I come out at night. Hunters and collectors, you'll never see the light.
Midnight man.
Hey, midnight man. The watcher.
It will all be up before the sun is up.
And it will all be down before the moon goes down.
Thank you. mind is fading. Everywhere I look, there's a dead end waiting. Temperatures dropping at the rotten oasis, stealing kisses from the leprous faces. Heads are hanging from the garbage man trees. Mouthwash, jukebox, gasoline. Pistols are pointing at a poor man's pockets. Smiling eyes ripping out of his sockets. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. 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 Love machines on the sympathy crutches. Discount orgies on the dropout buses. Hitching a ride with the bleeding noses. Coming to town with the briefcase blues. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind.
People dance, 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 dance Chicago town. This dance is really getting round. Dance, people, dance, 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 people, dance. Dance, dance, people, dance. So I get up and do this dance.
You're tuned in to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was Bedhead with Forgetting, Dion from Dion and the Belmonts with The Majestic, Beck with a Chemical or Dust Brothers remix of Devil's Haircut called Dark and Lovely, Brainiac with Silver Iodine, Icky Boyfriends with Kate Mania, and Compulsory Can today was Hunters and Collectors. This is 95.9 FM. I want to congratulate our sister station, UMFM, for reaching their fundraising goal. Way to go, guys. You did it. I'm proud of you. Just the two of us here in Winnipeg. These little baby stations. And I'm glad one of us can make it. Anyways, Leaf left. He's got stuff that he's got to do. These headphones are dog poop, and I need to switch them up with something else because I feel like I'm going deaf. Hold on. All right, we're back, and we're back, and we're good to go. A lot of technical mishaps and happenings going on here. There we are. So we heard some Dion. Earlier we heard... oh, no, that hasn't even played yet. So I have some older music picked out, stuff that I've been listening to for a while, stuff that I've been looking for even longer and recently acquired. There was a platter or a box I called Atomic Platters that came out on Bear Family Records, and recently they followed it up with an album called... like Sputnik songs or something, but it's all songs from the Cold War atomic era space race, which is now crazy popular again because of this show that just came out that is based on an old video game called Fallout. And the whole thing with Fallout is there's a world war, countries dropping atomic bombs on each other, people living underground in bunkers where nefarious things happen, but basically the world stopped at a certain time. So the music that's around is the stuff that was left in this alternate reality, I guess, of the 50s and the 60s is when the bombs fell, and people are losing their minds about it. The show came out. It was a huge success. People say that it's great because it stays true to the video game. In the jokes, in the lore, it's a part of the extended Fallout universe. It's all canon, which is pretty wild. I don't have Amazon Prime, so I haven't seen any of it. But if it does come out on DVD or Blu-ray or home media, I'm going to pick it up. I love Fallout. It was so crazy that the game that almost ruined the franchise... Fallout 76, it has been fixed up quite a bit since release, but it came out and it was just a debacle. Reached over 1 million players in one day, I think for the first time in ever. And Fallout 4 that came out like a decade ago had a 7,500% uptick in sales, all because of this TV show. And it's, you know, got Walton Goggins is playing the ghoul, an irradiated human who just lives forever, and Kyle MacLachlan plays the main character's dad. And you know, Kyle's kind of everywhere lately. He's obviously very well known for the original Dune, which is kind of getting a spotlight shined on it again because of the new Dune 2 by Denis Villeneuve. Obviously Twin Peaks and a whole bunch of David Lynch and his other movies. Some people know him from Sex and the City. He's been in a whole bunch of cult television and movie programs, and all of these things that if you were just a gamer, you'd know. I have a Fallout 3 hoodie that I bought from Think Geek when that was still a site, and it's really well worn, and I traveled with it to Australia a decade ago. But now I feel weird wearing it out because everyone's obsessed with Fallout and they're going to think, I mean, I shouldn't care what people think, but they're going to think that I'm just bandwagoneering, doing what's popular. But I've been a nerd for a very, very, very long time. I'm a super nerd in all ways. So I'm just going to have to wear it out and deal with the looks. And if people ask me about the show, I'll say, no, I haven't seen it yet. Not because I'm trying to be cool, just because I don't have that service. Anywho, I had so many more things I was going to share and talk about, but I can't remember. It's always easier to banter with somebody, and my banter buddy, Leaf, went home. David's here. He's working. He's kind of zoned out. He's listening to me talk. Yep, okay, and twiddling knobs and things. So I'm going to shut up and play some more music. I got some Holy Family here. I recently discovered... I forget what the guy's name is. The guy from Guapo. David something has his own Bandcamp, and I think I might have one Guapo album, but I have a lot of stuff from Guapo adjacent bands that he's a part of. One's called one's called The Holy Family, which I'm going to be playing a song for you by really shortly, and another one is called The Something's Apprentice. My God, I have it all at home. Sorry? No. Stargazer's Assistant. That's the name of his solo thing. But he's in Guapo, which is like an experimental British, I guess kind of like art rock prog kind of band. It's weird when you love a band, but you just have everything satellite around them. I appreciate Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, but I'm more of a fan of Grinder Man and the Boys Next Door, and especially the Birthday Party. The satellite bands sometimes are just better than. We're going to hear some Holy Family. This is Inner Edge of Outer Mind on the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan. Stay tuned, because we're doing great, I think. Right? Yes.
Thank you. I'm not afraid to die.
So you're tuned in to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan. What is going on in my head? That was Doris with I'm Pushing You Out from the album Did You Give the World Some Love Today, Babe? Deutsch Amerikanische Freudenschaft, DAF, or German-American Friendship. Cute. The Robber and the Prince off of the album All Is Good. Overhang Party with Winter Lovers and The Holy Family with Inner Edge of Outer Mind. This is 95.9 FM, and this is my Pluto playing through my lossy, and I'm having a great eargasm right now, as I hope you are. I also really like when I'm DJing, and this is something that might happen in the future when the synth night that Leaf and I are eventually going to be hosting takes off. I like the idea of playing songs, whether or not people know them or not, and then kind of fading them into this miasma of sound that I'm creating with synthesizers. And I guess it's kind of like a mixtape where you have other people's music and then your own, and it's just kind of this tapestry that you've, or I've made. Record Store Day came and went. I've got a lot of feelings about that quote-unquote music lover's holiday. But there's always some release. There's one release every year that's that catches my eye and ear, and the collector bug bites me in the face. One year was the Flaming Lips put out something called Lightning Strikes the Postman. It was a remix of my favorite Flaming Lips album, Cloud Stays Metallic, but with Ronald Jones's guitar contributions pushed to the forefront, and everything else was kind of muted in the back. And I got up early, I made it down to Planet of Sound on Henderson. They got two copies in, and no one wanted either of them, but I didn't want to miss out. And I got it, popped it in the CD player, drove back to my apartment, and I remember just being so disappointed because of how much I love the original album, and I thought that this was going to be like maybe a remixed version with the vocals so I could still sing along but just sound extra crazy. And really, it was just showcasing the bonkers things that Ronald could do with his guitar and pedals. I've since come to appreciate the album, knowing that it's not the Cloud Stays Metallic that I fell in love with. This is like dating someone who you're crazy about, and you're interested in maybe changing things up a bit. And maybe you're not so into it all the time, but it's a once in a while. The wig can come out once every couple of months, just to remind myself what makes the original album so special. Nah, metaphor didn't really work. They don't always, but when they do, damn. Anyways, Record Store Day. Last year, there was a box set that I'd been kind of waiting for, from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Mark Ayers is the archivist for the workshop, as well as, I guess, an erstwhile member. He's done a lot of stuff for modern Doctor Who, and when they remaster and re-release Classic Who, he has been known to contribute new scores, contribute elements of old scores back that may or may not have been lost. He's great, and he's very communicative online. And the box set that came out, I think it was last Record Store Day, was called Six Albums. A few of them I already had. The Pink Album and the Radiophonic Workshop were already in my collection, but it was the first time that Through a Glass Darkly and Fourth Dimension were released on CD. And then the bonus discs were the Stone Tape and Changes, two scores done for old British film by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. And I remember the hoops I had to jump through to get that Record Store Day collection, because it was also only released in the UK. There was a guy on Facebook in the BBC Radiophonic group who took pre-orders, and it just seemed a little pricey, but I'm obsessed with the Radiophonic Workshop, and I had to have it. And so I got it through him. Last year in October, November, Silva Screen Records, who handles all the Doctor Who reissue soundtracks, as well as any of this new Radiophonic Workshop stuff, announced that they were doing a set.
Oh, pardon me. I had an awful nap.
The set that I've been waiting years for, probably 6-7 years from when I got into the Radiophonic Workshop, even longer because I've been in my house for that. Let's say a decade. I've been waiting for this set for a decade. It's called Inventions for Radio. Delia Derbyshire is kind of the face of the Radiophonic Workshop. She is the one who put together the Doctor Who theme from notes from Ron Grainer. She did the music for this. And a guy named Barry Bermange went out in London and just interviewed people for these four programs that were coming out. There was The Dreams, Amor Day, The Afterlife,
and
The Evenings of Certain Lives.